The Writer's Almanac podcast is supported by the Fetzer Institute as part of its campaign for love and forgiveness, online at loveandforgive.org. And by Poetry Magazine, for over 90 years, a premier publisher of contemporary verse. You can find it online at poetrymagazine.org. It's the Writer's Almanac for Tuesday, the 4th of March, 2008. March the 4th was the original date for the inauguration of presidents in the United States. And so on this day in 1865, Abraham Lincoln delivered his second inaugural address, having easily won re-election. In 1864, the Civil War nearly at an end. The day of the inauguration, Pennsylvania Avenue was little more than mud and standing water. There'd been weeks of rain. Still, there was a great crowd that turned out. Trains brought spectators into Washington to the sound of bands playing the battle cry of freedom. There was a battalion of African-American troops who escorted Lincoln from the White House to the Capitol. He took the oath on the East Portico with the newly completed Capitol Dome behind him, and in his brief address talked about reconciliation between the North and the South. His second inaugural, just 4 paragraphs and 26 lines, concludes, "With malice toward none, with charity for all, with firmness in the right, as God gives us to see the right. Let us strive on to finish the work we are in, to bind up the nation's wounds, to care for him who shall have borne the battle, and for his widow and his orphan, to do all which may achieve and cherish a just and lasting peace among ourselves and with all nations." One of the spectators in the crowd was John Wilkes Booth, the actor, and 6 weeks later, on April the 14th, he shot and killed Abraham Lincoln. It was on this day in 1837 Chicago was incorporated as a city with a population of 4,170. It's the birthday of the novelist Alan Sillitoe, born in Nottingham, England, 1928, author of Saturday Night and Sunday Morning. And it's the birthday of the crime novelist James Ellroy, born in Los Angeles, 1948. Here's a poem for today by Howard Nemirov, entitled Writing. The cursive crawl, the squared-off characters, these by themselves delight, even without a meaning, in a foreign language, in Chinese, for instance, or when skaters curve all day across the lake, scoring their white records in ice. Being intelligible, these winding ways with their audacities and delicate hesitations, they become miraculous, so intimately out there at the pen's point or brush's tip do world and spirit wed. The small bones of the wrist balance against great skeletons of stars exactly. The blind bat surveys his way by echo alone. Still the point of style is character. The universe induces a different tremor in every hand, from the Czech forgers to that of the Emperor Hui Tsung, who called his own calligraphy the slender gold. A nervous man writes nervously of a nervous world, and so on. Miraculous. It is as though the world were a great writing. Having said so much, let us allow there is more to the world than writing. Continental faults are not bare, convoluted fissures in the brain. Not only must the skaters soon go home, also, the hard inscription of their skates is scored across the open water, which long remembers nothing, neither wind nor wake. A poem by Howard Nemirov, Writing, from the collected poems of Howard Nemirov, published by University of Chicago Press. and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of American Life in Poetry, bringing poetry to newspaper readers across the country. You can find it online at poetryfoundation.org. And by the Fetzer Institute as part of its campaign for love and forgiveness, online at loveandforgive.org. Produced by Katrina Chikala and our technical director, Thomas Schweitzer. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.